What a lovely voice. That was Julia Zara singing Just an Illusion. And that brings us to Graham's interview from a recent trip to Geelong and the Bellarine Peninsula. While he was there, he met artist Louise Woodmansee, who was creating an eye-catching trompe l'oeil on a doorway in the new arts and cultural precinct in the old paper mills beside the Barwon River at Fiensport. I hope you say it like that.
Fiensford. Yeah.
Okay, taking a break from her painting, Louise told Graham more about the concept of trompe l'oeil.
Trompe l'oeil, if people don't know, what is it, Louise? How would you describe it?
It's really a 3D illusion of a conjured reality on a two-dimensional surface.
Yeah, there used to be one. I used to live in Brighton, and there was a doorway there that was painted as if the door was ajar and someone was going up a set of stairs. And I was always intrigued by this, by how somebody had worked out what the perspective should look like. And I could see you had, I think you had the ruler, and you might have been doing something similar, and you had some workings out on paper, if I recall correctly. And let's just explain what the subject of your drawing down at this paper, because people can go and have a look at what you've done down there at the old paper mill, but explain what the perspective was trying to show, Louise.
It was kind of looking down and across into a room that was over there.
Yeah.
Well, the room is over there.
Yeah.
Into the workings of what was going on. You know, the finishing room was the first.
Yeah, the old paper mill, we think, is where David Syme and co. used to get some of the stock for the Geelong Advertiser newspaper. And it was produced out of cotton, not wood chips. Is that right?
It was before wood chips, apparently.
Right, so they were getting up old rags and breaking them down into cotton fibres, and I guess that was being woven or whatever you do. To make paper. Would have been beautiful
to make
paper.
Pulp.
Right, to make the pulp. And, of course, the room you were in, Louise, was just one stage in a three- or four-stage process, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the engine room.
Right.
Where the giant engine that drove the whole thing was.
Yeah, and so what you've actually done is you've tried to represent the room next door, which has been bricked up, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I thought it was quite intriguing. The bit that I really loved, though, was that you'd included a dog in your drawing. And there was the dog in glorious living and alive in full colour and barking and all the rest of it. And so I took a photo of you, which we'll show our listeners. I took a photo of you and your painting with the dog in it, and then the real dog sitting next to your feet, wasn't he?
Funny.
Or maybe you were holding him up at one point. So it was a pretty tricky sort of photograph, actually. Yes. I thought it was pretty groovy. But I'm still in awe of how you go about the process of turning, you know, a flat bit of wall into something that looks like it really does have some depth to it. Did you have to train for this? How did you...
train? I've had a bit of practice over the years.
Right. Are you
I've
a natural
never done any
artist?
Professional training.
You haven't?
No. I got a couple of books out of the library years ago.
Yeah.
You know, like in the 90s.
Yeah.
And sort of worked, got the gist of it, I suppose, from there.
Yeah.
You know, how you use the perspective. I had to go and see a friend of mine because we'd never done technical drawing at school.
So
me how to do that.
It's not exactly freehand art,
how
is it?
Started. But you develop it.
Yeah. No, I was very, very, very impressed. And to be honest, I'd not seen anybody doing this before. I saw the result on a door on the doorway in Brighton I talked about. I don't even know if it's still there. But so your commission to do that, how did that arise?
My permission?
No, you were commissioned to do this painting.
I was commissioned, yes.
Yeah, and did someone just decide they wanted... this type of art, as distinct from...
Yes, and that's just the way it always is for me. People commission me with an idea. So it's their idea we start with.
Right.
And I try to make their idea a reality, really.
I guess a good example of this type of art is often seen on garden walls, where the garden might be blocked off, but in fact what you create is the ability to sort of see beyond, don't you? You'll paint the forest behind or whatever it is as if you're looking through a window, right?
Yeah.
It's an amazing sort of I don't know who came up with the idea of doing this initially. They must have had a sheltered life. How old is it? Do you know?
Well, the first record was by Pliny the Elder in the 1st century AD.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't actually like a garden wall one. It was a painting of some grapes. Apparently the grapes were so real the birds were trying to peck at them.
At the wall?
At the wall.
Okay.
So from then on, they did a lot of architectural detail ones. You know, of course, churches hired the best artists to do these soaring ceilings and domes and things, like Michelangelo, Mantegna, and
okay.
So it was architectural, and it still is to a large degree.
Well, it looks architectural. It looks like there's a lot of working out required to actually get that perspective correct. Would you say, is it more complex than your regular sort of painting?
Yeah, it is, and you've got to tie it in a lot, in as many ways as you can, with your surrounding environment,
right?
Architecturally and with light and
So, where apart from the old paper mill, where is your work currently to be found, Louise?
It's about 98% in private places.
Right.
But there are a few in. There's one at Italo's restaurant in Torquay.
Yeah.
And there's one at Pizzas with Attitude in Brighton.
Pizzas with Attitude in Brighton. Okay.
Heighton
near Geelong. Okay.
Yeah.
And did you paint with Attitude?
Yeah, I always paint with attitude.
No, but I mean particular pizza attitude. I don't know what pizza with attitude is. There's probably hot chilies on it or something, is it?
Yeah, they do all sorts of things.
Right. And tell me, is it the sort of thing one might find in the National Gallery? Is this style of art collectible or is it just for amusement?
I don't know if it's collectible. I mean, because it's usually painted on walls.
Yeah, it's physically...
I know they had an exhibition in Geelong last year, in 2016, I think, of Trompe l'Oeil work, but it's not usually hung on a wall.
No.
Unless it's built around with, built into the environment.
Right. So you've almost got to have like an open garden scheme, but for the Trompe l'Oeil wall painting.
Yeah, that would be... I used to think that. Wouldn't it be great to go in that?
Well, maybe you've got enough in Geelong to lead a trail of people to wander around and gaze upon your work.
I don't know. You've got that much.
Right. And how long have you been...
not movable,
No, I understand. How long have you been...
I have done some pre-positioned
canvas?
Sort of a cement sheet.
Oh, right. Okay. But still, they got positioned, didn't they? Someone nailed them to the wall.
All the aspects, right?
Yeah.
When you do install it.
Okay.
See, I usually, in fact, I always paint in situ now because I feel that you get a better grasp of the whole feel of the place.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's interesting where you were. Where I found you was a room full of doors, actually, a bar full of doors. But you weren't painting a door, you were painting an old bricked-up doorway, I guess. How long have you been doing it, Louise?
1997 was the first one I did.
Okay. And are you open to commissions from people for this sort of work?
I am, but I'm having an exhibition in April and I'm trying to work towards some of my own sort of work for that. So... I'm not taking any until after.
Right. Well, let's give you a free plug. Where and when is your exhibition?
It's on April the 6th at the Door Gallery Cafe.
Oh, at the old paper mill.
Doors.
Okay, the Door Gallery Cafe. Yeah, and that was a bit of fun. I enjoyed having a look through the premises there, and I think it's sort of now bigger and better. There's new bars and function spaces down there.
Yeah, developing all the time.
Yeah, well, it sounds great. Well, Louise, it's been terrific talking to you, and it's great meeting you on the day and seeing the work that you had you'd done. And even your business card has a terrific example of this sort of thing. So I wish you well, and hopefully a few people will go down and have a look at your work.
Thanks very much, Graham.
Thanks for being on Travel Writers Radio.
That was artist Louise Woodmansey discussing Trompe L'Oeil with Graham Camelot.